Dear Cheap Astronomy, how automated was the Artemis II mission, Part 2? The issue we've been exploring is that since Artemis II pretty much mirrored the Artemis I mission, and Artemis I did the whole thing without a crew, doesn't that make the Artemis II crew a bit redundant? But the reality is that the Artemis II crew were trialing and testing a whole bunch of procedures that will need to be done for real in subsequent missions. As we covered in Part 1, on their first day in space the crew pretended to be doing some docking procedures which weren't actually necessary for the Artemis II mission, but they will be for future Artemis missions. The crew also did several trials of genuinely flying and steering the spacecraft, tested their in-cabin spacesuits for the pending Earth re-entry, conducted emergency life support drills, did some science experiments mostly related to astronaut health, and generally ate, drank, slept, and exercised, just like the subsequent crews will need to do. Even though they didn't do it for real on Artemis II, a complex procedure like docking is where you do really want someone at the wheel. While it's true that SpaceX rocket stages can land autonomously, not only on the ground but also onto ocean-going barges, achieving those things involves meticulously precise maneuvers, often undertaken at speeds beyond human capability. But all that comes about from repeating the same procedures again and again until they become completely automated, and it's not so bad if you do occasionally fail along the way, since there's no one on board. But in a crewed mission to the moon, where you are regularly doing things that have rarely or never been done before, you just don't have that luxury. AI may get good enough one day, but at this point in history, if you are doing something totally new involving multiple moving parts and uncertainties, and there are human lives at risk, it's still best to have a highly trained human at the wheel, even if that wheel has computer-assisted steering. It's also currently the case that photography is better managed by humans. Humans can scan a whole field of view to decide on the best frame and the best zoom setting. They can reposition the camera as well as choosing between cameras and choosing between windows. They can also find the best lighting for a particular shot, as well as judging which shot might be the most aesthetically, as well as scientifically, pleasing. The Artemis II crew took around 10,000 shots during their lunar flyby, some of which are fabulous, awe-inspiring marketing images, which will encourage future mission investment. But there was also some good science going on. The team spotted 6 light flashes, being small meteorite impacts on the moon's unlit surface, and they observed several shadowed craters, representing possible sources of permanent water ice. Many of those would have been studied and photographed before by robotic orbiters and even Apollo astronauts, but any flyby with a different trajectory, altitude, and lighting angle can always yield new perspectives. The crew also experienced a positional-induced eclipse of the Sun by the Moon, allowing them to make an extended observation of the solar corona. So yes, Artemis II really did need a crew, if only to ensure the success of future Artemis crews, including the eventual lunar landing crew. But as for the timing of those future missions, Cheap Astronomy does remain a little skeptical. A 2027 Artemis III launch of another Orion capsule atop an SLS rocket is entirely plausible, but it's supposed to dock with an at least prototype Starship lunar lander, which still seems a long way from being built, let alone launched. For a subsequent 2028 lunar landing to then happen, we'll need a properly tested and working lander, ideally with at least one uncrewed test landing under its belt, not to mention testing and proving a zero boil-off solution for its cryogenic fuel tanks, as we covered a few episodes back. It is all technically feasible, but not something that's going to work flawlessly on the first attempt. This, after all, was the whole point of Artemis II, to move things forward iteratively by carefully testing and trialing each step before moving on to the next step. We have broadly defined the next step with the Artemis III mission's plans, and we know what the last step is, to land on the moon. We just have the feeling there's a couple of more steps needed in between.